Two Peas in a Podcast with Clinic M Medical. Welcome to the Two Peas in a Podcast. My name is Ian Meadows. I am the layman, the idiot in the room, as it were, the person who gets guided through all these topics. And the two peas are with me. So which one of you wants to introduce themselves first?
We better get the surgeon first. He's the most important.
Okay. Peter.
Well, of course, number one P, Peter Grime. Hot poop from group with all the gen, as one of my colleagues from the Air Force used to say. Just arrived in the studio from operating this morning, ready to answer questions and do as I'm told.
And Pauline?
Yes. Sidekick P, I suppose. I manage the surgeon.
And Clinic M Medical is where you are both residing.
We are.
Well, the subject of today's little cast is all about cosmetic or aesthetic surgery. So I suppose the main question, I suppose for you, Peter, as the surgeon, is why would people want aesthetic or cosmetic surgery?
An interesting question. I think what happens is that people look in the mirror, as we all do day on day, and we have a look and we think, oh, I look different, or oh, I don't really quite like the way I look there. And they don't really give it an awful lot of thought. Maybe then someone says to them, oh, yeah, you're not looking quite as bright as you used to. And then maybe what happens is something terrible happens. They have an event in life which brings them down, whether it's personal or business, or they just feel, oh, look, things aren't going the way I want them to and I don't look so good or I'm looking older and I just wonder if maybe there's something I can do about it.
Okay.
And then they come along to people like us.
So sometimes to feel good about yourself, you do need a degree of looking good on the outside, or at least in your own mind to think, yes, I'm looking good.
I think that's absolutely relevant.
100%. 100%.
Okay.
You can't. Peter and I were recently at the menopause conference down in London, and I am classed as menopausal because of my surgery. And what's really relevant now, I think, is people used to die 60s earlier, a lot earlier than they are now. And women particularly's job has changed. Men, I think, you'll agree, Peter, age better than women. And I think women particularly with the menopause and the way skin is, and nowadays you've got ageing parents, teenage children, working and having to go through the menopause at the same time. And this is just not strictly menopausal women, but it's a good example of why we have to try and stretch out that period now between mid-40s to mid-60s, where we still have, where we previously would have probably died. We are now just starting to live. We've got the parents in homes, or they've passed away, or children are becoming independent. And then you want to start your life. But when you look in the mirror, you think, well, that's not how I looked. And I want to look better so that I can have the confidence to go outside and do some of the things that I wanted to do when I was younger. So things are changing. I find that in the practice.
Can I just jump in and ask, do you find that people come to you as well and say, there's a lot of pressure at work, I think I need to look more invigorated, more youthful? Is that something that plays a factor?
I'm not conscious particularly of that. I mean, I'm aware that that's what's said. I don't think people come and express that explicitly. It depends on where, what sort of line of work you're in. Sometimes people don't always perhaps say their correct age. You know, sometimes people will pretend to be years younger than they are in an industry which requires or worships on the altar of youth sort of thing. So I am aware of that, but not something I come across on a day-to-day basis, but I could imagine why people might wish to feel that they look younger and invigorated, and well, perhaps they do that through clothes, through activities, through actions, perhaps a little bit more than they do through faces. Now, I'm referring perhaps more to men than I am perhaps to women. Perhaps women have a slightly different pressure at work in terms of how they come across.
Is that a valid point?